This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's hour one. Gang's all here, ready to go. I just went over to speak to the Danettes. I give them a pep talk before every show, and I said, can you give me 3 hours? That's all I'm asking. I'm not even saying quality 3 hours. I just said, can you give me 3 hours?
Oh, any three.
Yeah. Can you give me 3 hours? Seton?
I can mostly guarantee I will be here for 3 hours.
All right. Marvin, can you give... You know what? You're going to pledge to me, but you're really saying this to the audience. Marvin, can you give me three... I'm not even going to say 3 great hours. I'm going to say 3 hours today. Can you do it?
2 hours and 57 minutes.
Right.
I'm with you.
All right. Paulie, can you give me three?
I'll go four if you need it.
All right. What about you, Todd?
At least 2.5.
Okay.
That last half hour when you're Stimone the food on the Traeger grill, if I'm going to be honest, you lose me at about 11:27:13.
All right. Fair enough. I appreciate the honesty. Corned beef sliders, shepherd's pie, bangers in mash.
Whoa.
Who has it
Whoa.
Better than we
no.
do?
No. Nobody.
Yeah. So I didn't take the day off. I'm giving you 3 great hours. This is Ireland prep. I asked Tyler, the moderator, and I said, can you help out? And he said, yes, he would. And he went all in, give us a little Irish fare there. It's 10 days before we fly out.
Wow, it's going to happen, I think.
It is going to happen. Will Ferrell sent me his flight information. I don't know if he's looking for like a large group of people to, you know, greet him as he comes off the plane, but we'll do our best. And maybe a banner there welcoming Will Ferrell to Ireland. But Will will join us certainly for... Wednesday and Thursday show. He's actually doing this. Then he's flying back to L.A. because it's his father's birthday on Saturday. How great is that? He's coming over, and then he said, look, I got to go back on Saturday. I can't stay for the game. It's my dad's birthday. I go, oh, that excuse. But he will join us, and we greatly appreciate his sacrifices for the betterment of this program. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Phone calls are welcome. Tyler, standing by, taking your phone calls. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app to watch this program. Our streaming partner and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Say good morning to those chatting on Chat Row. We had football last night. And you can't get too excited and you can't get too bummed out. That's usually my motto, my logic when I watch a preseason game. Because you can fall in love with somebody. And you go, oh my God, did you see that guy? And then you never see him again. Right? Like Victor Cruz. Remember Victor Cruz in the preseason? You're like, all right, I like this. And then you're thinking, I'll never see Victor Cruz again. But Victor Cruz proved to be something. And then you could watch C.J. Stroud last night and go, uh-oh.
Texans looking for a new quarterback.
Yeah. You know, Davis Mills might be the better quarterback. I think Davis Mills is the better quarterback for them this season. And then C.J. Stroud, if you really believe in his talents, then maybe after this season. But Davis Mills is a good quarterback. He's not great, but he's good. And he had a pretty good year for a really bad team. But You went all in on C.J. Stroud there. And you're watching last night, and I'm just trying to take – usually what I'm looking for is who has something of an it factor? Who has composure? Who's doing something that's really interesting? And you don't find too many of those, and you might only find it for a couple of plays, but that's what I'm looking for. When you get C.J. Stroud out there, I thought the offensive line is supposed to be really good with the Texans. It didn't look that way. And then all of a sudden he throws an interception, and then you're going, uh-oh. Well, this is what happens. He's a rookie. You can't stare down your receiver without a defensive back going, is he actually going to throw it here where he's looking? And then he did, and I go, you know, rookie quarterbacks will hold on to the ball a lot longer. You know, you're thinking, okay, it's faster. It is. And you've got to make your decision quicker. But in college, you had a lot of help. It's a lot, you know, easier to be successful, obviously, with the offenses, the ability to have somebody helping you with the play calling, talent level, your team against the opposing team. Now, all of a sudden, you have a level playing field. And another thing, I'm watching these two teams, and didn't it feel like the Patriots had, like, the road uniforms of the Texans, and the Texans had the home uniforms of the Patriots? Like, I'm watching the uniforms, and I'm not inspired whatsoever. You can't be boring and have a boring uniform like the Patriots.
Turns out you can.
Mission accomplished.
Turns out you can't actually do that.
They did a really good job of that, because they're a boring team. And you're watching, you're going, I couldn't imagine how much you have to pay for Patriots season tickets to go and watch that. I have a neighbor who has season tickets, but he's always given them away. But to go up there and watch that offense, defense is going to be good. And as much as I can criticize the Texans last night, I'll give the Patriots credit. You know, the defense looked, you know, interesting. Bailey Zappe, he's my guy, Bailey Zappe. And then you had... who, Malik Cunningham out of Louisville?
Yeah, the running quarterback, all-purpose player.
I think they had him as a wide receiver and also as a quarterback, and he put up great numbers at Louisville. It just, he's not Lamar Jackson. But then you have people saying, if he's not on the roster, we're rioting. And I'm like, okay, easy now. That's another one of those guys you're like, man, I love watching him. There are a lot of great performances in preseason history. Not many translate into success during the regular season. Yes, Paulie?
I was surprised early in the game there was a play where C.J. Stroud was being sacked, and the guy who pulled him down didn't throw him down. He didn't whip him down, as the rule. You can't do that. And then another player from the Patriots came over the top, and he barely made contact with his face mask helmet with his hand, and they called roughing. I thought roughing was going to be reviewable this year, and it appears like it's not.
Well, the league owners rejected a proposal to make roughing the passer penalties reviewable. That was during the annual league meeting. And I thought that they were going to be able to review it. I guess I just read it as it was on the docket, but there were 9 teams that submitted that they would like to do it. I don't know if they change it or not, but they haven't changed it. They were at least looking at it, voting on it, and maybe tabled it, you know, till next year. But I thought that given the fact that they're trying to protect the quarterback, I understand, but you also have to protect the defensive player as well. Like, it's not even. Because the defensive player is, I can't imagine, you know, how fast you're moving, split second, and then you see an opening, and then you go for him. And then you may accidentally, like, you know, they called it roughing the passer. It's not roughing. It's brushing the passer.
Brushing the, what do they call that?
I don't, like, you just do like a little kitten when a kitten is washing its face. It's just like, brushing the passer, number 69, 15 yards. It was just light contact there. But they're going to call this. Here is C.J. Stroud, the Texans quarterback, after last night's performance.
The guys in the locker room aren't going to hold me down for this. They know what I can do. They've seen it in practice every day. I think I've made a lot of plays and done a lot of great things. And one mistake on national television just blows it all up. But, like, it's cool. I just keep growing and just keep learning, man. It's a fun experience for me. Like, I'm in the NFL. There's nothing to hold my head down about.
Okay. Good. Going to be highs and lows, man.
One play blows it all up.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Man. It's okay. It's the interception you have week one. That one will hurt a little bit more. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sliding into the weekend is brought to you by our partners at Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together with family and friends. Enjoy the weekend, making every Sunday a slider Sunday. We have corned beef sliders coming up later on today.
That's great.
Also, buy one t-shirt, get another one 50% off at danpatrick.com. The sale ends Sunday, August 20th. Take advantage of that. Seton, by the way, the Seahawks beat the Vikings last night 24-13. Drew Lock was lighting it up. Drew Lock, two touchdown passes.
He's going to throw for 19 touchdown passes. I got it wrong last year, so I'm going to stick to it for this
Will year. Drew Lock have, if I put the over-under of regular season touchdown passes at 2.5, what are you taking?
Drew, I got to believe Drew Locke's going to throw three touchdown passes.
Drew Locke threw two touchdown passes. He has 8 preseason touchdown passes since 2021, most of any NFL quarterback.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Patriots had 164 yards of offense in the loss to the Texans. I know it's just preseason, but when you're watching and you go, boy, I can't wait to watch more of that guy, or man, if they use him correctly, he's going to be dangerous. I'm watching the Patriots and I go, man, vanilla, very, very vanilla. And it's a tough division, where you got a lot of exciting players on offense throughout the AFC East. Buffalo has that. The Dolphins have that. The Jets have that. And then you have the Patriots. 8-9, 9-8 if it all goes well. Yes, yes, Paul.
I was watching some sports show yesterday, and the guy, it was like one of those hot takes, and there's, say, the Patriots will finish last in the AFC East. And the analyst goes, no, I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to say no. They're not going to finish last. They're going to find a way to get out. He goes, so who will finish last and the Patriots will be ahead of? He goes, ooh, I can't really see that happening either. He couldn't endorse it.
Well, you got to have a hot take, but you know, you don't have to back it up.
You don't have to back it up.
You know, you just say, yeah, they're not going to finish last. Well, who is? Oh, I don't know about that. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com. Seton, what are the other poll questions we have today?
Well, let's see. We could start with one a little more serious before we get into Todd's poll questions.
Oh, boy.
Because there's some doozies in there.
All right.
But are you okay with a golfer betting on himself or his team to win a match? Right. Yes or no?
We'll talk about the Phil Mickelson situation. The book has been, this has been in the works a long time. And I have a couple of friends who are acquaintances of both the author and Phil Mickelson. So I've been aware of this for a long time. And I didn't know if it would see the light of day about Phil's gambling issues. And Phil has gambled on this show before. It might be 20, 21 years ago that we had him on. And he was on every week. He had his mother-in-law picks. He would bet. He would tell his mother-in-law to bet money on this. He'd bet his mother-in-law on these bets. And he was good. Like the bets that he placed with us, I remember he placed a bet for the Ravens to win the Super Bowl in the preseason, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. I didn't know how much he was betting. It turned out to be $600,000 that he won on that bet. And then you find out that's nothing to what Phil was doing. But one day he called in and he said he can't gamble anymore. He was told by the PGA Tour that he can't gamble anymore. Now, that didn't stop him from gambling on other things. But there's a lot involved in this with Phil. But, you know, we'll get to the accusations coming up and then some of the other things, the ancillary things with this. And if he's betting close to $1 billion and lost $100 million, which if you do the math, if you're a gambler, if I'm betting $1 billion and I'm losing $100 million, that means I pretty much was 50-50. Like the VIG is going to be 10%. So the VIG or the juice on it is 10%, then that's $100 million. So Phil gambled but didn't gamble away everything. He didn't lose. He just didn't win. Like if you're saying, all right, it's $100 million. Okay, yes, he did lose that. But he was a, you know, 50% gambler. You only have to be around, what, 53, 54% to be able to make a profit on this. But, Phil, you know, all things considered, you bet a billion, you only lost $100 million on it. He knows he has a problem. He's gone to rehab. And I don't know if he's gambling anymore, but this book will provide some uncomfortable moments, I'm going to guess. But Phil is on the LIV tour. He's not going to be at the Ryder Cup, and the media might not be able to get to him. We did reach out to all the parties involved in this, just to let you know. What else do we have, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I mean, I don't want to dive into the toddlers.
Oh, you know what? Then
yet.
Let's take a break. Yeah, we'll take. Are these Friday mean-spirited?
I don't know about mean-spirited, but, you know, it has a little bit of a bite to a few of them.
Okay.
It's not meant to hurt anybody's feelings or make them have a bad start to their weekend, but they're kind of fun and playful. And
it's not meant to, but it could.
It could. Okay. But it's not targeted at any particular person or
group.
Give
us a sample here, like your first poll question suggestion.
C.J. Stroud.
Wait, I thought you said it's not about one person.
Well, some of the choices, like as we move along, maybe not this top one.
Like this top one, there is an option for it to be a good question.
Okay.
A good result for C.J. Stroud.
It's not all mean.
Okay,
choices. Okay.
All right. Well, then C.J. Stroud
is going to be ... great.
Okay.
Average.
Okay.
Terrible. And I'm not overreacting to last
okay.
night.
Okay. Which one is your pick?
I'm going to say average.
I knew it. I would have bet a million.
Go right down
I would
the
have
middle.
Bet every penny that he would have said average.
It seems like the safe bet. I think Phil would go with average as well.
But average means you're a bust.
Yeah, you can't be average at that position where you're drafted. You're the number two pick overall. You can't be average.
Ooh, slightly above average.
Oh, you got him above average
now. I'm going to go slightly above.
No,
average.
You don't have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't have that
You
choice.
Have greater
right.
average.
So he's going to be average slash bust? That's what we're saying?
So now it's negative.
Yeah, see?
If we call average bust, what is terrible? And I'm not overreacting. Where would that go? Can you be worse than a bust? If we're considering average being
Jamarcus
bust.
Russell. Ryan Leaf.
Worse than a bust.
Well, they were terrible. They were bust. Yeah.
And we're saying the average choice is bust on this particular poll question.
If you're the number two pick overall and you're average, then you'll probably be viewed as a bust.
So how would you describe a below average or bad player that got picked at the top of the draft? What goes below bust? How would you describe someone that's even below a bust?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, and I'm not overreacting. That's choice number three.
Once again.
Throw an interception.
I know.
You asked for it.
Yeah, I did. Let's take a break. We've got phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question and a couple of interesting questions about Phil Mickelson. We'll have that for you coming up next year. DanPatrick.com. Innovation Refunds. They've helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. And if you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you to be claimed. The ERC. Innovation Refunds can help you finish your application. Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice, but they work with independent tax professionals, and then they share the information to see while they process your claims if you have money waiting for you. Terms and conditions do apply to that. Go to innovationrefunds.com and see if you qualify. And keep in mind, there's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. So if you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you. And if you kept those employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021, get started 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to innovationrefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. 50 years of hip-hop being celebrated at Yankee Stadium this weekend. Danettes picked their favorite hip-hop songs. Not sure who this is, but Marvin, could you enlighten me?
This is Nas.
Oh, okay.
Made You Look.
All right. Nas Made You Look.
Yep.
Who picked Nas Made You Look?
Nas me.
Oh.
All right. That's good.
I'm going to say Seton O'Connor gave us Nas.
Nailed it.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. His Nas' best album is Illmatic. It's probably one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, but that's his best song.
Okay. I don't know hip-hop, but I know the Danettes' picks of hip-hop. Did everybody put in a request here to Marvin?
Yep.
Okay. All right. The superbly versatile, all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz, impressively techy, surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle, all-electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. All right. According to a book that's coming out, Billy Walters is the author and spent some time in jail. There was insider trading involved in this, and a very, very famous gambler. He says, citing betting records with two very reliable sources, Phil Mickelson made 858 bets of $220,000 and 1,115 bets of $110,000 from 2010 to 2014. He estimates that Mickelson endured losses of approximately $100 million while betting more than $1 billion over 3 decades. According to the book, Mickelson called Walters from Medina Country Club during the Ryder Cup and asked Walters to place a $400,000 wager for him on the U.S. team to win. Walters reportedly responded by scolding Mickelson, "Have you lost your bleepin' mind? Don't you remember what happened to Pete Rose? You're seen as the modern-day Arnold Palmer. You'd risk all of that for this. I want no part of it." Walters added that he didn't know whether Mickelson placed the bet elsewhere. The Americans lost the Ryder Cup to the Europeans that year. Phil is denied ever betting on the Ryder Cup. He said that in a statement, saying that he would never undermine the integrity of the game. So there's obviously a bad blood between these two. That the author, Billy Walters, went to prison, and he thinks that Phil could have saved him from going to prison by telling the truth And Walters later points out, while in prison, his daughter committed suicide. He thinks that had he not been in prison, he could have saved her life. So there's a lot involved in this. But I don't know what, if anything bothers you about this. If Phil Mickelson has that kind of money and he chose to bet and he lost $100 million, which is the vig on a billion, so it's 10%. He's not on a team, although he did try to bet on his own team in the Ryder Cup, reportedly. But you might view that as patriotism. He bet on himself. We talk about with athletes all the time. Aaron Judge bet on himself. Well, he didn't bet on himself literally with money. Boxers bet on themselves all the time. They're independent contractors. You can see a boxer before he goes into the ring or, you know, earlier, he'll go up to the window and say, I'm going to put, you know, $50,000. And you can do that legally. Floyd Mayweather did that all the time. Now, I don't think you can pick a round when you can knock somebody out. But he bet on himself. So I don't know if you have a problem with this, with Phil Mickelson. He had the means. He had the money. You know, he lost a lot of money. But I think the number, the enormity is what shocks you. If you said, boy, you know, Phil has bet a lot of money and he's lost a lot of money and he's got a gambling addiction, I'd go, yeah, I would not be surprised at any of that. But then when you say he bet upwards of $1 billion and lost $100 million. Yeah, Paul?
That's what bothers me, I guess, as a father, husband type thing, is that it appears that this guy was betting everything almost all the time for years and years, like really maxing out his bets, which I'm sure with bettors who have millions of dollars, the only way to make it interesting is to bet a lot where it makes you nervous or it makes you uncomfortable. That's the competitive juices that are being filled. But as a father and husband, my guess is that even though things may have appeared well at home, I can't imagine he's being forthcoming with his family about the finances and what he was doing on the side besides golfing and endorsements. That would bother me.
The book is called Gambler's Secrets of a Life of Risk. And Billy Walters is a well-known gambler, very successful gambler. Maybe the most successful American bettor ever. So just some of the background information on this. Trying to see if there's anything else in there. This is where it gets tricky. In 2015, court documents in a money laundering case revealed that nearly $3 million was transferred from Mickelson to an intermediary of, quote, an illegal gambling operation. In 2021, the Detroit News revealed Mickelson had been linked in court documents to an alleged mob bookie in a 2007 trial. He was not charged in either case. Let's see, anything else here? He said he was reckless. It was embarrassing, an addiction, and said, haven't gambled in years, almost a billionaire now. Thanks for asking. Yeah, Paul.
I was wondering if a PGA golfer could legally bet on himself to win an event. Let's say you're playing in the Nissan Open, some random golf event. Could you legally go to a sports book or online and bet on yourself to win the tournament? It seems somewhat benign. You're definitely going to try your hardest. The PGA Tour has an integrity program. They announced it in 2017 that keeps competitors on all six tours, Korn Ferry, up and down, authentic and free from any potential outside influences that could result in today's gambling culture. So you're not allowed officially as of 2017 to bet on yourself as a golfer.
And you can't bet on yourself as a tennis player either?
I got to check that, but my guess is
to win.
Checking.
Yeah, I don't know. Like we looked at Calvin Ridley and he lost close to $4,000 when he was betting as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. He got suspended for an entire year and you're going, he got suspended for $4,000. It just, you always bet, you have to bet something that makes it interesting. I watch people gamble, and I was in Tahoe, and I watched some celebrities gamble, and I wasn't, you know, aware of how much the chips were. So I remember asking, and I didn't ask the person who was playing blackjack, but I said, you know, how much is that? He goes, it got $25,000 each hand. And I go, oh, okay, so $25,000. He goes, he's got five hands going at the same time. He was playing five separate hands of blackjack, $25,000. And he looked miserable.
But you've gotten to a point where you're unsatisfiable like a drug, where one hand of blackjack won't satisfy you, even if you put tons of dough on it.
Yes. But as Tiger once said to me, when I said, you know, I'd love to play, and he goes, I think it was how much are we playing for? And he goes, whatever makes you nervous. And that's what it is. You know, Michael Jordan, when he plays golf, I'm told when he would go to Vegas and he would play in these matches with gamblers, they'd play golf. And this is, you know, really dead serious, can't touch your ball until it gets in the cup, like all those crazy things. But they would be waiting for Mike to play, and Mike would show up with a satchel full of cash because you got to pay your bets. It's not like, hey, you know, I'll get you later, or hey, just kidding. You have to pay that cash right then and there. Yes, Eden.
That's how that happens when you're like super mega rich and you're playing golf and you guys are gambling on each hole or whatever it is. People just have bags of cash that they give each other.
I'm told that Michael had bags of cash.
Big swoosh on the side.
But if exactly. But if you're going to play for that kind of money, and unless you have a friendship that you go, you know, I got you. These guys want the money right there.
There's no Venmo back then.
No. they want you to pay up right there. That's how you do it. You know? It's honor among thieves, you know?
Can you Venmo that much money?
I don't think you can Venmo a couple a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Cash app?
I don't know how that works.
What if someone created a Venmo betting app where if you want to bet friends legally?
Good.
Everyone's doing it.
We're going to have a catastrophe in gambling at some point. You just, it's inevitable. You know, the mothership is now in business with gambling. So you're going to tell me there's no conflict of interest when Adam Schefter may have some information there and he withholds it, or and hopefully it never happens, but you're going to have, you got these guys who have the information. That's why they're valuable. If Schefty left now, or some of these other insiders, and they went to work for, you know, some kind of company, gaming company, you could double your salary. Like, the value of Adam Schefter to Caesars or, you know, whatever it might be, whatever company, DraftKings, they'd be like, all right, hey, I got some information here. Now it affects the line. Now you can protect yourself. You can get ahead of everybody else. You got the Iowa State, Iowa situation with these kids who are betting. Hey, nobody's going to know we're at Iowa State and Iowa. Who's going to follow this? Who's going to find out? Hey, I'll use my mom's account. Right? That's how it works. Nobody thought that they would be caught. Nobody goes into something going, you know what? I'm going to get caught. Because you wouldn't do it. But you have the means now. It's so easy to gamble. You can, it's hard not to gamble. Let's put it that way. Yeah, Seton.
This is actually a really good question. Who would have a better 30 for 30, Tiger or Phil? We got that from Twitter.
Ooh.
Well, feels like there's a lot, one side we know a lot less about.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a false impression of Phil. And, you know, I think that he's had this persona where he was, you know, every man. He's the guy you root for. That's the guy who goes for it. We like him. Tiger was the mystery. We didn't know anything about Tiger. Didn't seem like he was friendly. He cheated on his wife. You know, on, like all these things. But, yeah, the 30 for 30 would be fascinating. But you also have people who are willing to tell you something in the 30 for 30.
A bunch of guys going,
yes, when he was at the McDonald's Country Club, he told me he was going to black shade in front of their face.
I'm wondering if we have a Pac-12 30 for 30. Of just, and I don't know if enough people care about it, but just the mess, maybe realignment 30 for 30, or like the stuff behind the scenes that's happened that we don't know about. But yeah, Mickelson a 30 for 30 would be pretty fascinating. Yes, Tom.
Would Phil bet on what's in and not
okay,
in his
30 right,
for 30?
All right. All right.
Minus 30, we call it.
All right. Thank you. He's taking the over in the 30 for 30 or
30 and a half.
30 and a half. The hook.
30 and a half, 30 and a half. Or it'd be the 30 and a half, 30.
That's exactly what they should call it.
All right. I'm going to give you a bloop on that, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know that Phil Mickelson's bothered by this because he's.
He was just asked about it. Hey, I had a gambling problem, but I'm almost a billionaire. Hey, thanks for asking. It doesn't sound like he's too bothered by this.
Nobody loves when the Live Tour came out about more than bailout.
We got $200 million. And there was speculation at the time.
They gave it to him in chips.
There was speculation at the time that Phil needed the money from the Live Tour. You know, it's a $200 million payout, if that's what it was, whether that's true or not. But then you have the gambling allegations. I don't know if he needed it, but that's still a lot of money. And that's why he was leading the charge, and he's still leading the charge for the Live Tour. Andrew in Washington leads us off. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Oh, 5'6", old school. Happy Meat Friday, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think Tiger would be the better 30 for 30 because we would learn more about what actually happened behind the scenes. It'd be interesting to see what characters came out to talk about him and finally give us, like, all those little pieces to the puzzle that we don't have. But with Phil, do you think this actually does anything to his reputation other than just bother him for a few weeks? I mean, when gamblers and these low lives write books, we kind of, you know, half it, and then look for a little bit of the 10% truth that's in the book. And I don't know if you just said this or not. Did Phil say that he gave up gambling, like he's no longer gambling? If so, do you believe he actually did?
Well, it's really, really tough to give up gambling if you're that deep into it. And I can only speak from experience that, you know, at the time with what I'm betting was everything I had. And it was really, really important. And, you know, I'm calling this sports phone that we didn't have the ability to find out scores. And I would call it like every 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes. And you got money on that game, and then if you win that bet, then you put it on another game, but you have to find out if you're going to win that bet. It consumes you because that's the only way you can be good at it. You know, Pete Rose, I bet through the bookie that Pete used. So I knew what Pete was betting on. I'm like, he's betting on everything. But there's certain guys who need that, got to have that. I can't imagine Phil Mickelson going out on a golf course and not having – some serious money bet on that match. I can't imagine that. I don't know about what he's doing with other sports, but as far as betting on yourself, going out and having, I have guys who can't go play golf unless there's money on it. And I said, I'll play for $2. And they're like, $2? You got money? I go, yeah, I want to keep it. I hate that feeling of, it's not that I win as much as I hate losing that money. Not that you get it, but then you're like, you lose it and you're like, it's the worst feeling in the world. Yeah, Paul.
I just got tipped from my guy in the desert, Montreal Max. There's a thing called the Sports Gambling Hall of Fame. It's kind of a new thing. They have their first ever in class, the 2023 Sports Gambling Hall of Fame. Their mission at the SGHF is to recognize and honor individuals who have notably transformed the sports gambling industry. Guess who is among the 2023 inductees?
Billy Walters.
Billy Walters is the first name mentioned. He is a Sports Gambling Hall of Famer. As of this weekend, are the inductions.
He is, you know, I don't know if it's even arguably greatest American gambler, but he got involved with Phil. I think he met Phil at Pebble Beach, the Pro-Am, and they became fast friends. And next thing you know, you got somebody who's not an enabler, but certainly somebody you go, hey, I can bet. And I can bet, and maybe I can bet through somebody else so nobody knows, you know, that I'm betting here. Yes, Paul.
I can't think of any induction ceremony I'd like to attend more than the Sports Gambling Hall of Fame. And if they did it on a football weekend, imagine the lobby. Another inductee, Frank Lefty Rosenthal. That's the guy who the movie Casino is made about.
Ooh.
Robert De Niro's character.
Ouch. Yes, Tom.
Okay, guys, how long will this ceremony be? 2.5 hours? 2 hours and 37 minutes? 2:28? Place your bets. Let's go.
Fisher Steak, what do you got?
Let's take a break. Play of the Day is up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. You may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
And the pitch, swing, and a high fly. Deep left field. Back and out of room is Garrett. And the Phillies have the lead as Trey Turner extends his hitting streak with a two-run home run.
It's your play of the day, courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network. Playing hip-hop today, celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. Let me see. I don't know who the artist is, but I'm going to guess this is Marvin's pick. Marvin?
It is.
Okay.
It is Blue. Good guess.
Yeah.
This is Outkast and UGK, International Players Anthem.
Oh.
So for all you players out there.
Play us?
Just players. For this one, players.
Oh, with an R.
They were like, hey, we're going to speak the King's English.
Wait, you're a play us? And do you call him 50 Cent?
50.
Oh, 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Half dollar?
But crazy enough, with Method Man, I would call him Meth. M-E-F.
M-E-F.
Mm-hmm.
Meth.
Yeah. So if you ever get Meth Man on the show,
yeah,
we'll say, hey, Meth, how's it going?
What's up, Meth?
Mm-hmm.
I had him on a year ago.
Mr. Meth.
Yeah.
Let's go, Meth.
Yeah. That's Methed up.
See what I did with that?
I like it. I like all of it. I'm here for all of that.
Yeah, I know you are.
I am here for all of that. I'm present for all of that.
I'm too hip for the room. I don't know.
Trey Turner. Well, it's about time he started to hit. 10 for his last 27, and that's courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network. Brought to you by Keeper's Heart. New and unique style of whiskey combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating a smooth character of Irish whiskey. Nobody's ever done this before. Combining that with the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Please drink responsibly, as it sounds like I've been drinking. Please re-drink responsibly.
Please re-drink responsibly.
It's Friday. What's up?
That's on brand. Yeah.
Please re-drink responsibly.
Please re-drink responsibly.
Yeah. Are we allowed to do a drinking show when we're in Ireland? Are we allowed to drink on the air, Paulie?
I've done some research on this, and I haven't gone too high up on the food chain because I would hate to be told no by someone.
Mm.
But from what I've been told, the FCC is okay with it as long as you alert the listeners and viewers, especially the listeners, that you are drinking on your show because they can't observe it. So let's say we were having beers on the Friday show in Dublin. Mm-hmm. As long as we tell people, we're okay.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Because I don't ask permission.
Oh, I know.
You told me never to.
We like to ask for permission. No, forgiveness.
Yes.
We beg for permission.
Or you pretend you ask.
You're getting all of these backwards.
We beg for permission.
We beg for permission. And then ask.
We ask for permission. We beg for...
forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
There you possibly. Go.
We don't ask for permission.
We drink Keeper's Heart after the show, DP.
Oh.
Mm. We re-drink responsibly.
Thank you. by the way, Rory McIlroy, or is it Maury McIlroy?
Maury McIlroy.
That's a fun name.
Maury McIlroy. He was asked about Phil Mickelson, the book on Phil Mickelson.
The talk of the golf world is this book excerpt that came out about Phil Mickelson. I'm curious what the reaction in there was when you read about it.
I mean, at least he can bet on the Ryder Cup this year because he won't be a part of it, so.
Oh!
Boom!
So that's how it's going to be.
He had that in the chamber for
you
a while.
You want some ice for that burn?
Dang.
Oh, Rory.
Dang.
He's savoring that.
Did him dirty.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Todd.
He did him dirty.
Yes. Kenny in D.C. Hi, Kenny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, how you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, I mean, damn, I'm so nervous. Anyway, great to speak to you guys. So I was listening to the conversation and talking about behind the scenes. And, you know, for Tiger, there was an HBO special. There was Armand Katayan's book, so I think we know a lot more. And for Phil, there really isn't anything that, I mean, except the excerpts and the book by Shupnik. But I got a chance to watch Grant Wall, before he passed away, talked about a thing on Apple TV, Apple Plus. It's called Behind the Scenes of the Super League, how FIFA tried to, you know, break away from the Europe League. I like soccer. If you don't like soccer, but it's unbelievable, Dan, in terms of they actually had behind-the-scenes access, and it shows how close it became to, it's like, I think, a four-parter, and how close it came to really, it's going to probably happen someday, this Super League thing, but, and it's going to happening, I guess, in college football, but it was really interesting to see. I mean, they really gave you, I don't know how they had access, but they did. And
okay.
I think
all right. All right. So they had access. We were talking about Phil Mickelson, not the Super League. But I'd be curious that, you know, if Phil would ever do that. Probably not. I mean, people are still in fear of Tiger because he's so powerful, and people didn't want to criticize Tiger. Even the analysts were nervous about, you know, and then Tiger would pick who he wanted to have them interview him. You know, he was a very, very powerful force, and nobody wanted to criticize, even though they knew stories were out there. And then all of a sudden, stories break, and now everybody feels like open season on Tiger. And that might be the case with Phil Mickelson now, that you have this out, and then you get people saying, well, you know what? And then you get another story. It happens a lot where nobody wants to say anything about somebody, and then all of a sudden somebody says something, and you go, well, I can say something now. And then somebody else, well, he said it, I'll say it. Hour two coming up, our good buddy Sean Salisbury, former quarterback in the NFL, stops by. Talk to a person who covers gambling in sports a little bit later on. More phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. It's a Meet Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.